When someone gives us something.
You know it, Ricky. You remember what Daddy always said when somebody gives him something?
Gracias.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't do that at the table, dear.
Do that again, son.
Ricky.
Just a minute. Listen to that beat.
What?
He's got a wonderful beat. Look at the, listen to the rhythm. Hey! Looks like he's gonna be a drummer.
Well, he certainly is not. That's the last thing in the world I want him to be.
What's so bad with being a drummer?
It's just not good enough for a son of mine.
Well, it's good enough for a husband of yours.
Well, that's different.
How is it different?
He's my flesh and blood. You're just a close relative.
Well, what do you want him to be?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see him. Wouldn't you like to go in your room and play, darling?
Okay, Mommy.
All right, sweetheart. Take your toast with you. Let me wipe off your mouth a little bit. There you are. Run along. I'd like to see him get into a dignified profession. I'd like to see him be a doctor.
A doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine, honey. Being a doctor is great, but I just thought that he should be a drummer because he's short ability. You heard him. That's natural talent.
Oh, natural talent, my foot. He's trying to get the oatmeal off his spoon.
He was not.
He was too. I don't care. I think he should be a doctor.
Well, I think he should be a drummer.
A doctor.
A drummer.
Doctor.
Drummer.
Drummer.
Doctor.
Ah, fine. You agree. He's going to be a doctor.
You tricked me.
I did not. He's going to be a doctor, and that's that.
Well, that is not that at all.
Yes, it is now, Ricky, just because I want
to
be a doctor.
Mind. I don't want to. We'll just see.
Oh, he should be.
Oh, dear, they're having a fight.
We'll see you later. They're not having a fight. Come on back here. It's just that I'm right, and he's too stubborn to admit it.
It's not that at all.
It is, too. You just don't want to admit that.
No, just because you want the kid to be a doctor, you've got to be a doctor.
Wait, dip. Would you stop not fighting for just a minute?
Lucy, I came over to see if I could borrow your black fox stole to wear at the theater Saturday night.
Sure, honey. It's in the living room closet.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Fred, I got the theater tickets.
Oh.
Here's your pair.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It was mighty nice of you to invite us.
That's all right.
What's the matter with you?
For a minute, I thought you were being strangled by a giant caterpillar.
Oh, Lucy, this is a beautiful stole.
Thank you.
Come on, Fred. You can go back to not fighting now.
We weren't fighting. We were just trying to decide what little Ricky should be when he grows up.
Hey, why don't we ask them? After all, they're his godparents.
All right, what do you think he should be? A wealthy, distinguished doctor or a crummy, out-of-work drummer?
Well, thanks for putting it so impartially.
Oh, that's all right.
Why don't you let him decide for himself?
Yeah.
We never thought of that. What about it?
We'll let him decide for himself. Okay.
And neither one of us will try to influence him.
No, neither one of us will try to influence him.
We will let him decide for himself.
Yeah. Let him decide for himself.
All right. Hey, Fred, did they deliver a package here for me?
Yeah, I was just going to take it over to your apartment.
Oh, well, I don't want you to do that. I want you to keep it here for a while.
But what are you doing, surprising Lucy with a new hat?
Well, it's not exactly a new hat, no. It's a sort of a drum.
How can it be a sort of a drum? It's either a drum or it isn't.
Well, it is. That's what it is. It's a drum, all right. Now, Fred, I know what you're thinking, but look at it this way. I just want to have it there in case that the child decides that he wants to play the drums someday. That's all, just to be prepared, you know. Well, you should have heard and seen him the other day at the breakfast table. He got the thing and he go ding, ding, dong. Oh, the boy has a tremendous amount of talent, really.
Stop hemming and hawing. I'm not Lucy.
Well, then, will you keep it here until the time is ripe?
Sure, I'll keep it.
Thanks a lot. What are you doing dressed that way?
I'm playing doctor.
Oh, you're playing doctor, huh?
Little Ricky, you better get out of that outfit, dear. You know, we want to surprise Daddy, and he's going to be home any... Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear. I thought we weren't going to try to influence him. I thought we were going to let him decide for himself.
Yes, now, we did say that, and he did decide for himself. This afternoon, we just happened to be in a toy store, and he took me by the hand and dragged me over to the counter and pointed to the little doctor's kit.
He dragged you.
Daddy, are you sick?
Just a little, son, yeah.
Take out your tongue and say, ah.
There, you see, he's a natural-born doctor.
Come on, Daddy. You better have your tassels out.
All right, I'll do that.
Come down to my office tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Now, you know, isn't that the cutest thing? Now, Ricky.
Of all the low tricks, influencing behind my back. Oh, shame.
Well, he will make a good doctor.
Ricky, this package is for you, but it came over to
give
our
me apartment. That package.
What is it? Let me see it.
Nothing there.
Well, what is it? Let
nothing
me see it.
All.
Is it something for me? If it's
no.
for me, you might just well
yeah.
show it to me, honey. Is it
well,
for me? Is it?
Well, it was supposed to be a surprise there.
Oh, really? It looked like a hat box.
Yeah, that's what it is, a hat. It's a hat I bought you for Easter.
Easter?
Yeah, well, I believe in doing my Easter shopping early, you know that.
Hat from Shermer's Music Company? Oh, ho! From Shermer's Music Company, huh? Well. Oh, has a very good tone for a hat. Yes, sir. Well, now, I'm just going to be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
Hey, Rick, it's gone. Somebody must have taken the...
Uh-oh.
Well?
Leave it to you, Miss United Parcel.
How was I to know that that was a...
Come on, let's get out of the combat zone.
Well, I guess the shame is on the other foot.
Well, you did it too.
I don't care. This drum goes back first thing in the morning.
All right. So does that junior Dr. Kildare kid.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll start from scratch.
Okay, scratch.
Okay.
Right.
All right, sir. Honey, let me take that now, darling. It has to go back to the store in the morning.
No, Mommy.
Now, come on. Give it to Mother. Come on.
I'm going to play the drum.
Oh, now, honey, wouldn't you rather play with your little doctor's kit?
No, Mommy. I'm going to play the drum.
Well, all right. I hate to admit it, but he does have a pretty good beat.
Ricky has a great beat, but it's not too good for sleeping.
No.
What time is it?
7:30.
7:30?
Yeah. You must be a sound sleeper. He's been playing for the last hour.
He's been playing for the last 4 days.
Did I ask him to stop, honey?
No. He wants to play. We should let him play.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
After all, we don't want to inhibit him.
What?
We don't want to inhibit him. You know, frustrate.
Oh, inhibit.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that to him. get you some breakfast, honey?
Yeah.
But your ears get hotter than blazes.
Oh, we gotta do something about this.
You bet your boots we do.
Let's go over there and ask them if they'd mind restricting little Ricky's playing for just an hour or two a day.
An hour or two? How about a minute or two?
Now, Fred, none of that, none of that. If we go over there, you gotta be careful what you say. Parents get awful touchy when you're talking about their children. I'm sure that if we're nice, diplomatic, they'll be reasonable.
Let's go.
Something? Maybe he should be a doctor when he grows up. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it anymore.
Neither can I.
He's just gonna have to cut down on his practicing, that's all.
Okay. Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Listen, I'm awfully sorry about the noise.
Noise? What noise? Little Ricky's drumming.
Oh, that. Well, you never notice it, right, Ethel?
Right. My, he certainly loves to play.
My, we certainly love to listen.
He has such a nice, steady beat.
Yeah, steady.
Well, we're glad it didn't bother you.
Yeah, me too.
Bother us? Oh, don't be silly.
Well, now that you brought it up, we thought it might not be a bad idea if he'd cut down a little.
Just a bit. Just to give his little hands a rest.
Yeah, we're only thinking of the child.
Well, we were thinking of asking him to just... What's that?
He stopped.
What a relief. I thought he'd never quit.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. He's just amazed at the child's stamina. He didn't think anybody could keep up that racket for 4 whole days. Racket?
That is not a very nice word to use about my son's playing. We were under the impression that it was rhythm and music.
Well, rhythm it might be. Music it ain't.
How would you know? You got a thin ear.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Why don't you go ahead and say it? Go ahead. Come right out and say it. Say you can't stand little Ricky's drumming.
All right. We can't stand little Ricky's drumming.
How dare you say a thing like that?
Because it's true.
Oh.
Come on, Fred, let's get out of here before that pounding starts again.
Oh, what's the use? It's just the same over in our place.
Well, don't blame that on little Ricky. Blame it on your cheap, thin walls.
Yeah.
As the owner of these cheap, thin walls, I might have you evicted for disturbing the peace.
You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't we?
Out you go unless you put a muffler on that baby bongo beater.
Just a minute. Just a cotton-picking minute. Before you go evicting anybody, I got a piece of paper here. 2 years ago, when we wanted to move, you were so crazy about us as tenants that you gave us a 99-year lease.
Yeah. That means for 97 more years, little Ricky can play the drum.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play, son.
Oh, Fred, let's get out of this boiler factory.
With pleasure.
Some friends.
How did we ever choose them to be our son's godparents?
I don't know.
Maybe we can turn them in and get 2 new ones. Shit.
Here are your theater tickets. I'm afraid we've made other plans.
And here is your moth-eaten bird.
Moth-eaten?
I've trapped better-looking things than that underneath my kitchen sink.
Out! 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 Don't count too much on that lease. Landlords have a way of getting rid of undesirable tenants.
Hey, I can get in, boss. I'll get us in the winter, sir.
In the winter, yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, what'd we say?
It's very hard to translate, but take my word for it. It fits.
Good.
Yes, Mrs. Trumbull, we're leaving for the theater at 7:30. Well, the baby's already had his dinner, so if you just come up anytime you want. Okay? Okay, dear.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How everything go today?
Fine, fine.
Mr. Merz didn't pull any monkey business.
Haven't even seen him. I knew he was just bluffing.
Sure.
Shush.
Well, if we're gonna go to the theater, I better go get cleaned up.
All right, honey. Dinner's almost ready. I have a delicious roast chicken in the oven.
Good. I'll just take a quick shave and a shower.
All right, hurry up, huh?
Right. Something is wrong with the electricity. My shaver isn't working.
Something's wrong with the gas. My chicken isn't working either.
What happened?
I don't know. It's been in for 2 hours. Funny, the gas and electricity would go on the fritz at the same time. Oh, no.
What?
I'll bet this is the work of Freddy the Fritzer.
Oh, he wouldn't go that far.
Well, we'll just see. We'll just call the gentleman and find out.
Hello?
Mr. Mertz, this is your tenant, Mrs. Ricardo. The gas and electricity are off. Now, I know you're mean and sneaky, but you wouldn't stoop that low.
Now, would you?
He is that mean and sneaky.
I'm gonna go over there and punch him right in the nose.
No, now, honey, that's just what he wants you to do. He wants to pick a fight so he can ask us to leave.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Now, wait a minute. The first thing in the morning, I'll call the Board of Health and report him. That'll fix him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How do you like that gun?
Listen, we'll grab a bite to eat downtown.
All right, dear.
Well, what am I gonna do about shaving?
Oh, you don't need a shave. You look wonderful.
Okay, I'll just take a quick shower.
Okay.
How do you ever forget that?
Hey, honey, have you spotted something?
What?
What are we gonna do when Mrs. Trumbull comes over tonight? She can't sit here in the dark all night long.
She's gonna take the baby down to her apartment, and we'll pick him up when we come back.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. ¿Qué pasó? El agua. Se caló el agua. Right now, keep laughing.
I know. The water's off in the basin, too. Phantom Freddy, you struck again.
Ay, mira que quiero el hombre, tacos.
Oh, honestly, that man.
Listen, honey, there's an emergency valve in the back porch. Go turn it back on.
Honey, I can't. I can't see. If I can't open my eyes, I'll get soap in them.
Oh, all right. I'll go
I'm sorry,
it.
Dear.
All right, I'll get it.
Oh, honestly, that man. Hurry up, honey.
Qué barbaridad, tiene el hombre.
Oh! Oh!
Yes.
Oh, hurry up, honey.
Yes.
I'm getting soap in my eyes. Hurry up. Oh!
All right.
Oh! Oh! You took the towel! Oh, dear. Oh, Ricky. You took the towel, for heaven's sake. Oh!
Honey, the water is back on.
You're telling me! Oh, honestly, honey, look at me.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. He's
I won't be able to go any place.
Oh, dear.
Darn that Fred Murph.
What a fiend! What a fiend that man is! He probably saying that this is going to make us move.
Well, he's got another thing coming. We've only begun to fight.
You got an idea?
Follow me!
Okay.
Just listen right here. Here, you take this.
What are we gonna do?
They want to be nasty? We'll give them something to be nasty about.
Oh, a little drum concert,
yes,
eh?
Yes, we're gonna play a little well-known Latin American tune called Nerds to the Mertz Mambo. Let them hear it, boy!
Hey, wait a minute. They're probably having dinner. Let's play the serenade from the kitchen.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. That way they won't miss a single glorious beat.
What are you doing?
Just a little added sound effects.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. One.
Too cheap to use your own phone, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too cheap to use your phone, huh?
Are you going to stand there and let that Havana Horace Hike call you cheap?
No, I'm not. Now put him up. Listen, you lay a hand on me and you'll have to use that telephone. Put him up.
Call
the hospital.
Yeah, call the hospital. Yeah,
get my value.
Like that. I can take you.
What's the matter? What happened?
Where's the baby? Came up and said with him he's not in his room.
Are you sure?
What?
He's not in his room.
Did you look every place?
It's trouble.
All over the place.
Did you look in all the closets?
Everywhere.
Oh, the bank. Little Ricky. Oh, little Ricky.
No, he isn't in there.
No.
He isn't in there.
The door was open when I came in.
The door was open. He might be outside.
I'll go get it. I'll get my coat and go with you.
Get your coat, Fred.
I'll call the police.
Oh,
you don't know.
Operator. Operator, the police. Give me the police.
Oh, Lucy, where do you suppose he went?
How do I know? No, he's wandering around outside.
Wait.
Take it easy, everybody. Everything is all right.
Did you find him?
Follow me.
Never mind, operator.
Oh, the poor little thing. He couldn't stand all that noise.
The next time we fight, we'll fight more quietly.
We're not going to have any more fights, Ethel.
It was all our fault. No, Fred, it was our fault.
We promise you from now on he won't play the drums so much.
You let him play the drums as much as he wants to.
He can do half of his practicing right here in our place.
Fred.
What's the matter, Ethel? We're only going to be here for 97 years.
Oh, Lucy.
You think you can stand us that long?
Lucy, I'm so sorry.
All right, Buster.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.